Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Friday, July 24th. Welcome to the broadcast. Those of you who are following along at home, doing your own decodes, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including QAnon.pub, QMap.pub, and QAlerts.app. If you are looking for some information on Q, you might want to check out my book, Calm Before the Storm. It is the first volume in the Q Chronicles. I have 17 chapters on various subjects that Q has covered in his operation, including game theory. There's a chapter on General Flynn, a chapter on Admiral Rogers and the NSA. There is a chapter on Barack Obama and the sneaky little things he put into the Iran deal. There is also a glossary at the back of the book that has over 500 terms, abbreviations, acronyms, names, and symbols that Q uses that you may not be familiar with. The book Calm Before the Storm is available both on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. My theme for this broadcast is Next, More Acts of Violence Frame-Ups. So most of you are probably aware by now that Twitter has decided to take action against a number of Q-related accounts. Because Q and his followers have succeeded in discrediting the reporting of the mainstream media, the media have returned the favor by writing hundreds of articles claiming that Q promotes violence. Here's an example. Will Sommer wrote an article on the Daily Beast, "A Twitter crackdown won't stop QAnon. The conspiracy theory has already made the jump to the real world, seeping into American life and the Republican Party, inspiring violence and destroying lives along the way." And that is what the mainstream media does. They insinuate, without evidence, that the Q movement is violent, even though it isn't. The claim that Q promotes violence isn't true. Q has never endorsed violence. The messages of Q center on the transformation of culture that is possible through the investigation of open source information. In Twitter's thread where they explained their new policy of suspending Q-related accounts, they justified the move by insinuating that the movement is prone to violence. This is one of their tweets. "We've been clear that we will take strong enforcement action on behavior that has the potential to lead to offline harm." There's the insinuation that Q is a violent movement. They're saying that people are involved in Q, when they're offline, they're involved in violence, and that's why they're taking this action against, specifically against Q accounts and not against other accounts. They're taking further action on so-called QAnon activity across the service. So, the claim, of course, came directly from the mainstream media. Media has been putting out hundreds of articles claiming that Q is violent, and now Twitter is echoing that claim, even though there's been no evidence to substantiate it. When the mainstream media's propaganda fails, and the use of people inserted into the movement to discredit it fails, the next step is large-scale banning of accounts. So Q posted this on the 22nd. We have this meme, you've seen this before, meme of President Trump. "In reality, they're not after me, they're after you, I'm just in the way." And then on the bottom here, Q wrote, "People, an informed, free-thinking public, awake is their greatest fear, united we stand." Now the new post, Q wrote this, "Many thousands of MSDNC direct attacks have failed to control the reach and prevent the growth of our movement," and then in brackets here we have sway opinion and prevent the growth free thought. When direct attacks, the use of inserts, cutouts in brackets, right? So Q is saying that their people have been inserted into the movement to try to discredit the movement. That has failed. Censorship ban is now being deployed as an aggressive method to slow and limit the growth. So the next step is there are going to be more act of violence frame-ups, and Q wants us to know that we can look for in the future. The mainstream media attempting to tie the Q movement to acts of violence so they can continue beating this drum that the Q movement is violent. Controlled information dissemination system designed to control you is threatened. If you posed no threat to their reach and topics, to their control, information dominance, they would not continue to expend ammunition. The mainstream media would ignore Q if he was not a threat to their reach and if he was not a threat to the topics and their control of the population. They wouldn't care. The number two attacked entity on social media, POTUS is number one. All for a conspiracy, information warfare, infiltration, not invasion. Q. When this was a post also on the 22nd, Q wrote information warfare. And this is a repost of a drop from June 24th, a month ago, where Q gave us instructions. It is interesting to me because this post came a month ago and Q is giving instructions on how to wage the war on social media. Specifically, mission 4, learn the use of camouflage digitally. If your primary account is suspended or terminated, use a secondary. Right, so that is exactly what Twitter is taking action against. They saw what Q wrote. Q told people, look, your account gets suspended, create another one. You get suspended, create another one. Keep creating new ones, right? So what Twitter is doing, their specific targeting is against people who have had their accounts suspended and have come back on the platform. So Twitter is reacting to what Q wrote a month ago. And Q gave us these instructions for as digital soldiers. You've been selected to help serve your country. Never retreat from the battlefield. Twitter, Facebook, etc. So, all the accounts that are being suspended, now they're going to have to decide. Do they come back on with a different profile, a different avatar, a different style? Do they camouflage themselves so that they don't look like the previous account? Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, these are the battlefields. Use other platforms as a form of centralized command and control. Organize and connect, bridge through linking. All right, so we use Parler and other platforms. I am now on Clout Hub, and I really like Clout Hub a lot. It's very functional. And they allow you to upload videos there and do all kinds of other cool stuff. So on these other platforms, Q wants us to organize, strategize. We can send messages back and forth, and we're not on a platform like Twitter where the enemy is able to read our private messages, right? So source your memes and materials from the battlefield and or garage. So get your memes from Facebook, from Twitter, from Reddit, wherever, or create your own in the garage. Metaphorically speaking, highlight and share, take and drop. So if you have memes, share them. If you find good memes, steal them. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to give credit to the person who made it because the person who posted it probably wasn't the person who made it. Sharing memes. Memes are able to convey messages and they go around Twitter's and Facebook algorithms that they use to censor people. Mission 1, dispute, reject, propaganda push through posting of research and facts. So you don't accept mainstream media's narrative, you dispute their narrative respectfully, and you use your own research and facts to dispute the narrative of the mainstream media. Mission 2, support role of other digital soldiers. If one falls, another stands, rises. So if the big accounts get taken out or the small accounts get taken out, we all need to jump in there and contribute and do our part. Mission 3, guide, awaken others through the use of facts, information that is being declassified, material and other relevant facts, and memes, decouple MSDNC control of infostream. So we are out there presenting counter information, a counter-narrative, really, to the mainstream media. Ask counter-questions to initiate thought versus repeating echoing of MSDNC propaganda. And that's why Q uses the Socratic method. He asks questions. He gets people to think about their presuppositions. Mission 4, learn to use camouflage digitally. Primary account suspended, terminated, use a secondary. That's going to be the challenge now for people. If they get suspended, Q has asked them to come back on the battlefield, keep going with a different account, and camouflage yourself so you don't look like the same account that you just got suspended from. Mission 5, identify strengths and weaknesses, yours and your opponent's, personal and designated targets, Twitter and Facebook and others, example, memes, failure to read through use of algorithms. All right, so Twitter and Facebook do not have the technology to read memes. That's why Q keeps on hammering meme warfare. You can create and send a strong message through a meme that you don't even have to post any text. Just post a meme, and Twitter doesn't have the ability to read them, and it defeats their algorithm. So that's a weakness of social media. Game theory, information warfare. Welcome to the digital battlefield. Together we win. Twitter's new policy is a direct response to these instructions from Q. They read this, they saw this, and they responded to it. They said, oh no, you're not going to be coming back with the new accounts after we suspend you. We are going to drop the ban hammer on you. It is up to us to decide if we're going to comply with Twitter's demands or if we're going to continue fighting the war over the control of information, as General Flynn said. We are now an army of digital soldiers, and we have taken control of information and news because the media blew it. So Q is warning us that the mainstream media is going to try to falsely connect Q to acts of violence. We just need to be aware of it and bring out the facts when they make these accusations. All right, on the 23rd, Q posted a link to the latest scoop from Catherine Herridge. That's about declassified documents detailing the briefing that was given by the FBI to members of the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. So we've got here Catherine Herridge. She has these documents. And I don't know the relevance of the, you know, where the marker and pen are at, but declassified records, okay, these are declassified by Director of National Intelligence Ratcliffe, reveal the FBI counterintelligence and security briefing to then candidate Trump, his incoming National Security Advisor, General Flynn, and Chris Christie were also briefed. This is on August 17, 2016. 17 days after the FBI said it opened a Russia probe. We actually believe they opened the investigation long before that, but that's the official date. Crossfire Hurricane. According to the documents, this was run through agents Strzok and Pienka. Pienka, who later questioned General Flynn in January 2017. He was involved. He actually gave part of the briefing. FBI lawyer Kevin Kleinsmith was also present. He's the one who changed the email regarding Carter Page, where the CIA confirmed that Page was one of their, he was working with them. And Kleinsmith changed the email to say that he was not working with them. That came out in the IG report. Defensive briefings are designed to warn campaigns that they may be targets of foreign intelligence services. Trump and his campaign team were not actually given a defensive briefing. Hillary's campaign was. The FBI said that they were giving this briefing as a counterintelligence briefing, but in fact, this came out in the Inspector General report that Pienka used the briefing to gather information on the Trump campaign under the guise of providing it as an intelligence briefing. Pienka told the Inspector General that he saw the briefing as an opportunity to gain assessment and possibly have some level of familiarity with General Flynn. So should we get to the point where we need to do a subject interview, I would have that to fall back on. And in fact, Pienka did interview General Flynn about 6 months later. It looks like Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter are all going to be removing Q-related accounts from their platforms in the next couple of months. If you are listening to this broadcast on YouTube, you might want to ask yourself, where are you going to go to get information about Q if a lot of Q-related YouTubers get banned from the platform? I just want to let you know that if my YouTube channel ever gets taken down, I do have my videos available on my website, pragmatic.com. I have the ability to host the videos on other platforms. So, if you don't find me on Twitter, if you can't find me on Facebook, and if my YouTube channel gets taken down, go to my website, pragmatic.com. You can also find me on CloudHub. I've created a channel there on CloudHub, and I will be hosting videos and probably doing live streams in the future on that platform. That gets us caught up to Q for today. This broadcast has encouraged you. You might want to subscribe to my channel. If you'd like to support me on Patreon, you can find my Patreon link in the description box. The link to my book, Calm Before the Storm, is also in the description box. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep the military and the Secret Service in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.